Chapter 10. At that time Jehovah said to me, "Carve out for yourself two tablets of stone, like the first ones, and come up to me on the mountain. Also you must make for yourself an ark of wood. And I will write on the tablets the words that appeared on the first tablets, which you shattered, and you should place them in the ark." So I made an ark of acacia wood, and carved out two tablets of stone, like the first ones, and went up the mountain with the two tablets in my hand. Then he wrote on the tablets the words he had written before, the Ten Commandments, which Jehovah had spoken to you on the mountain out of the fire on the day of the assembly. And Jehovah gave them to me. Then I turned and went down the mountain, and placed the tablets in the ark that I had made, where they remain, just as Jehovah had commanded me. The Israelites then departed from Beeroth Benejaakan for Mosera. There Aaron died and was buried, and his son Eleazar began to serve as priest in his place. From there they departed for Gadgada, and from Gadgada for Jotbatha, a land flowing with streams of water. At that time, Jehovah set apart the tribe of Levi to carry the Ark of Jehovah's covenant, to stand before Jehovah in order to minister to him and to bless in his name, as they do to this day. That is why Levi has no share or inheritance with his brothers. Jehovah is his inheritance, just as Jehovah your God had said to him. I myself stayed on the mountain as I did the first time, 40 days and 40 nights, and Jehovah listened to me on that occasion also. Jehovah did not want to destroy you. Then Jehovah said to me, "Go ahead of the people and prepare to depart, so that they may go in and take possession of the land that I have sworn to their forefathers to give to them. Now, O Israel, what is Jehovah your God asking of you? Only this, to fear Jehovah your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve Jehovah your God with all your heart and all your soul, and to keep the commandments and statutes of Jehovah that I am commanding you today for your own good. Look, to Jehovah your God belong the heavens, even the heavens of the heavens, and the earth, with all that is in it. But only to your forefathers did Jehovah draw close and express his love. And he has chosen you, their offspring, out of all the peoples, as you are today. You must now cleanse your hearts and stop being so stubborn. For Jehovah your God is the God of gods and the Lord of lords, the God great, mighty, and awe-inspiring, who treats none with partiality and does not accept a bribe. He executes justice for the fatherless child and the widow, and loves the foreign resident, giving him food and clothing. You too must love the foreign resident, for you became foreign residents in the land of Egypt. Jehovah your God you should fear. Him you should serve. To him you should cling. And by his name you should swear. He is the one you are to praise. He is your God, who has done all these great and awe-inspiring things for you, that your own eyes have seen. With 70 people, your forefathers went down into Egypt. And now, Jehovah your God has made you as numerous as the stars of the heavens.